It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet around the world. So, those not here in Hawaii and listening on the internet, a fond aloha and mahalo for tuning in. The gas price is on the way down. So what's up with that, folks? Why do you think it's coming down? Because so many people got upset. They shove the knife into your back, and when you say ouch, they pull it back a little bit. Then they're gonna shove it back in until you say ouch again. But if you notice, the gas prices basically are going up, up, up. They go up drastically, come back a little so you're happy, then go back up again. Okay? Think about back in the 70s when gas was, what, less than a dollar a gallon? All of a sudden it went zoom, right up. And it's not ever going to get back to dollar a gallon. Never. No way, Jose. Anyway, one of the things that you should do is change your spark plugs to the Autolite XP. XP means extra performance spark plugs. They're really good plugs and they do give you better gas mileage. Autolite XP spark plugs. Now, if you have no access to ethanol, then I would recommend using mothballs, the old-fashioned ones, okay? Old-fashioned mothballs that have naphthalene ingredient in it. That'll give you better gas mileage, but use 5 mothballs per gallon of gas, okay? So, okay, anyway, we have a caller on the phone. Who is that on the phone? She's scrambling right now. Okay? Who's on the line? Okay. Do we have somebody on the line? Hello? I guess not. We got cut off. Anyway. Do you know that the DMV is not going to send you reminder notices to re-register your car because of the expense of mailing the forms out to you? Now, my thinking, whoever thought about this brainstorm is crazy, because they did that with the safety check. And how many people are driving around with expired safety checks? Tons of them. Okay? Now, more people are going to be driving around with expired registrations. And how many? I want to hear any one of you ever got tagged for expired registration without going too fast, without anything like that? Anybody get tagged just because the registration was expired? And the penalty for that is only $70. So big whoopee. How much is the registration? They're going to raise the registration fee, and yet they're not going to send you a reminder. The city is going to lose money big time, folks. Who's the brainstorm behind this? I really like to know. If you know, give me a call at 296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. And from what I understand, the average car registration fee on the Big Island, Maui, and Kauai is in the $70, $80 range. And how come Oahu is so high? Anyway, it's going up and up. And they're going to jack it some more and some more. Okay? Today's tests on gasoline, courtesy of Wendell Kwan and Charlene, is Tesoro is back on top again. The 92 is 89. Okay? And they have 7% ethanol. Although they claim they have 10, but my test shows 7. So, whatever. Second place is Aloha. And their 92 comes in at 86. Again, 7% ethanol. Funny, yeah, how everybody has the same percentage of ethanol. How come? And Shell, which was good last week and the week before, is now at 84. The 92 is 84. And 7% ethanol. So what's up with all this? And 76 Union, the 92 is 82. How come? The premium at 76 on our test results is 82. But they have 7% ethanol. Something wrong. Anyway, that's the test for gasoline this week. And I don't know why Shell keeps dropping off. If you know why, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 5467. Okay? And the most expensive gas in Hawaii is on Maui. They're really, really high. Okay? So, anyway. Couldn't figure that out. And Big Island is less than Maui. Okay, flex fuel cars, that's cars that can run ethanol or gas, either way, or a mixture of both, from our tests, is not very efficient. They do not give you better gas mileage. I wonder why. Okay, when you go to fill gas and use a credit card, folks, don't forget to push the clear button. When you're done, don't forget to push the clear button. Okay? Because otherwise the cashier can pass on charges to you. Okay? So, anyway. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. And wonder what happened to Wanda. The wind farms and solar farms, folks, is ugly. And they don't really work. I'm talking about not really working good is the hybrid cars. The batteries are made from oil. And electricity, you need to recharge your so-called green electric car. The electricity is made from oil. So how can you call a hybrid a green energy car? You can't. Okay, so anyway, you need to check your suspensions, folks. Check your suspension when you have it serviced. Ask for them to please check your suspension, the ball joints, steering links, and stuff like that. Because of the potholes, the notorious potholes that we have, it's breaking up the suspension system and making it really unsafe. So, have it checked out. Okay? Okay. If you haven't been to this Nifty's 50s and 60s Oldies Bash, you should go. I recommend it. The 2011 Nifty Oldies 50s and 60s Bash will be at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom. That's October 14th. That's a Friday. From 5 to midnight. They play nothing but oldies music from the 50s and 60s. And this is for graduates from that graduated from the 50s to the 60s. Not 60, but 69. 70s okay too. 71, that's fine. But it's a lot of fun. Last year, 200 some odd people were turned away because they registered too late. Register early, folks. Don't wait till the last minute. And they had 700 plus people attend this turnout. Okay? So sign up early. And if you go late and there's no parking, just drive on to the Waikiki Banyan. It's right around the corner off of Kohio, and it's Validate Parking, Waikiki Banyan. Okay? So, I would recommend going and register early and going to that event early. In the event, the food is so good and so much fun. The event goes like a heartbeat. Before you know it, time to get out of there. Okay? So, anyway. Wanda, are you ready for the trivia? No, not quite. Okay. So if you have a question, a remark, or whatever, folks, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. And those of you that tried and are running ethanol, yeah, it would be good to hear from you on how you like, how much you like the ethanol. Okay? Anyway. How's it, Wanda? You ready?
Hold on. I gotta get the phone.
Okay. Where did the phone go? I guess she had to run out and go get it from the phone booth. Anyway. If you got a new car, I recommend installing the electronic rust-proofing device that Todd sells now. And it's excellent. And also Harvey Maeda on Kauai sells that rust proofer. Trust me, folks. I tested it. It works. It's great. It's worth the investment to stop rust on a new car. Give Harvey a call at 245-6523 or give Todd a call at 847-5554. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey. Just wanted to put in a plug to all your listeners and all. Once again, Mika's Auto Repair is the best place to get your car serviced. You know, there's always something after you're getting your car serviced with a little bit of a surprise, which is for the good. My surprise this time was that my glove compartment door was sticked. After years, I couldn't figure out how to fix that glove compartment door. Wow, I mean, next thing I know, it's fixed.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. But no, seriously, the other thing I wanted to say was, wow, you guys did such a good job on the cooling system that, wow, I mean, even my reservoir, I never saw it so crystal clean and clear, let alone it's running so much cooler, as Todd would say. And look, at least now my air conditioner smells fresh as a daisy. I mean, it's no longer that locker room smell anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because he sprayed it with that disinfectant from Crestec Cleaning Center.
Right. And I have to admit, you know, I haven't been too diligent about spraying it on a regular basis.
Yeah, you should go in and get that spray and spray your air conditioner. Right. You stay healthier.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks.
Okay, here's another update, folks. do not have your brake rotors cut. Okay? This is a national alert that came out maybe 10 years ago by the manufacturers. Do not resurface the brake rotors. It is not recommended and it's not safe. A lot of companies are still resurfacing brake rotors. It's not recommended, so beware.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Well, what happened to Rollin' Bob?
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Is Bob there? Hello?
Bob, are you on?
What happened to Bob?
Oh, hello?
What happened?
I didn't hear anything. I was sitting here waiting.
Man, falling asleep at the wheel again.
Anyway, how you doing today, George? How's everything on that side of the world?
Fine, fine.
Hey, you know, we're still here. You know, it was a big news story. Today was the end of the world. We were going to be gone, taken away, rapture or something.
We are gone.
Yeah, but we're still here.
No, we're in the next world.
Oh, so anyway, you were talking about the no reminders. It's so funny. The, like, things they come up with to save money. I mean, is it that... I just can't believe that they don't think it through. Look, let's look at it this way. Any store, right? Does the store say, hey, you know what? Let's increase our profits. Let's don't send out sale notices. Let's just wait for the people to come in and figure out, you know, that we have stuff on sale. You know, the places that service your car, they'll email you a reminder. Why? To get you in so you'll spend the money. Ah, I tell you, it's just every day. I just can't believe it.
Why not?
And it's getting worse and worse.
Why can't you believe it? Just look around.
I know.
Why do you think we have this bad economy? It wasn't the people.
No, I know. And
it was the
guy
in the driver's seat.
And the people go up there, they're in office, and they tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to work on jobs, we're going to work on education, and they come up with all these bills that have nothing to do with anything. They just add laws, like you said a couple of weeks ago. So I thought about it. Here's my idea before I go. If you're going to pass a law, you have to take a law off the book.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, easy. Because I think we got enough laws to cover everything. I think the legislature should
have too many laws.
They should be there to run things, control budgets.
Okay.
They're just there to just make up stuff. Okay,
all right.
Anyway,
all right.
I'm going to go. Okay, as usual, take care of your car. I'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. He's getting off on that. Not so good.
Okay, ready for your next caller?
Okay.
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Miss Anita. Yeah, I had a friend. He said he went right after we left, about half an hour later, and he went and put ethanol, and he's so happy. He said, wow, get good performance, get power. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's really enjoying it.
Good.
So I said, yeah. So he's really happy with it. So I said, oh, too bad I missed him, you know. He said he went half an hour after us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm quite sure he's going to keep it up because he said, wow, the car does good. So he's really enjoying it. Okay.
You know who else just tried it?
Huh?
You know who else just came in to try it?
Who?
Mufi Hanneman.
Wow. Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The word is getting around.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, Mr.
Okay.
Michelle, thank you very much
for
all your help all the time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. You should flush your brakes, folks. The brake fluid needs flushing. And 90% of you out there have contaminated brake fluid. Flush it. Be safe. The reason you have to flush it is because the dot rating drops from dot 3 to dot 2. And the dot rating is the temperature that the brake fluid will boil at, especially when you're using your brakes a lot. And a lot of people ride the brakes down the hill and it heats up the brake fluid and starts to boil. When it starts boiling, it will cause the brake pedal to go to the floor. So be careful. Okay? Who's next?
We have Blaine on the line.
Hi, Blaine.
Cause the brake pedal to go to the floor. That's right. So be careful. Pump your brake. Who's next?
We have
This is Champ.
What?
Hi, Blaine.
Blaine! Who the hell are you calling Blaine?
That's what Wanda called you.
Well, let me tell you what, Josh. Were you talking about flushing earlier?
Yep.
You know, I think a lot of, you know, women out there, a lot of women need to be flushed out there. You know, a lot of women carrying a lot of that body fat on the back of their arms, they need to flush that out. But anyway, I want to just say one thing to you, Josh, that I had nothing else better to do today. I figured I'd call you up and tell you what a wonderful job you did on my car. I just want to thank you very much. For those of you who really want to get a car really serviced well, I got to thank you, George, really. My car runs beautiful, and I want to thank you. I got one question for you about rear brake.
Hey, Champ, before you go on, I hope your car's running real good and fast because after that comment you made about women, they're going to be after you.
Let me tell you about women. You're lucky I didn't go on, girl, because I tell you, women stop riding the brakes. You guys are the worst brake riders. You know, man, you got to pump your brakes. They just like to ride the brakes. Why is that, Josh? Why do women ride the brakes?
Because they like to ride on you.
You're crazy. Can you imagine Lillian right now? Lillian listening to this show right now thinking, oh, I never ride long time, you know. I don't ride long time. Anyway, hey, I gotta run. I just wanted to tell you hello, and I'm gonna stop by and get some ethanol from your auto shop in a little bit.
Thanks, Champ.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. What about the trivia? You had a week to take it out. And
nobody got this one, okay? On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artists. Who did they say was number one?
And the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center, that fantastic cleaning janitorial store that has all the good stuff. Crestec Cleaning Center.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
I want to know, what about the registration?
That's minor, then.
I know, especially since I'm not going to even bother with it anymore.
No.
I mean, I loved what you said, but, you know, for anybody else listening that is going to keep on playing the pay game, George, if they're not going to send reminder, then and then they're talking about doubling it, then how you know? I mean, without
that people
some,
just going to forget to register.
Yeah, no, I can see that happening, but so what are you supposed to do? Walk in with your old one, huh? And then they're going to tell you, you. So then you got to go to the nearest satellite city hall.
Yeah.
Right. You got to. Yeah, you got to spend time and gas. So. Yep. So they don't have to pay. They're going to make you pay again and some more, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that... Do you figure that's what it is, George? They force you to go... No.
What it is they're lazy. They forget that they work for us. We don't work for them. Did you see Abercrombie's thing where he was yelling at the nurses?
Oh, George, I caught that.
You see that?
Yeah, I did, you know.
Tell me when in this world, in our lifetime, that workers yell at the boss.
George, you know, to make it clear for anybody that might have missed that, he was on Maui. He was talking to the nurses. One of the nurses got right up to the edge of the stage and was, trying to get some answers out of him. And then he went ballistic on her because he said, what did he do? He said, did you guys go and testify for the increase on the soda tax? And she said, no. And he said, see, there it is. You were supposed to show up. You know, and then he started ragging on them because he was counting on them to help get that soda tax increased.
That's wrong.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
So it really was revealing.
No, and somebody, I wish that a lot of these politicians would listen, because we the people of Hawaii is the boss, not the politicians. They're managers, but they work for us.
Yeah, they sure have. Yeah, boy, you said it all. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Rob. Okay, let's hear it. 808-296-5467. Did I say the wrong thing? I know some of my board members on 50 State Ethanol say, you shouldn't say that, because then it's harder for us to get any corporation to get the ethanol project going. Well, the ethanol project, folks, will hire over 6,000 people. Okay? That's employment for people. It's a no-brainer, and it's better fuel. So why isn't it happening? I don't know. Whatever. It's the people's state. Let them do it that way. Can you repeat your trivia again?
Sure. On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top recording or top-selling recording artist. And who did they say was number one?
And it's got to be your answer.
It was their answer, too.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the prizes are donated, again, by Creste Cleaning Center. Billy Cressman is really generous and good prizes. You got to go visit his store. That's where I get my Degreaser 2000 from, and it is fantastic degreaser that cleans engines, under the car, clothes, anything you need to clean. That thing is fantastic because it doesn't have an odor, and it's super strong and cleans it real good. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Rodney from Honolulu.
Hi Rodney.
A trivia question.
Okay.
Is it Glee?
Is it, repeat that again?
Glee. G-L-L-E. G-L-E-E.
Oh, call us back and try again.
Okay, so take a guess, folks. All she can say is call us back and try again. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And for those of you that missed it, commercial break.
Yeah, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Kristen.
Tristan.
Hey, how's it going? Not too bad. You?
Okay.
Basically, I did the thing you had mentioned regarding the transmission. The transmission doesn't slip anymore. It's pretty incredible.
It works, huh?
Yeah, it works. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe anything could fix it like that, but it does the trick. Now, the only question I have for you is, when would I drop the oil? Because it's an engine oil, you know?
You leave it.
Leave it for what, life?
Forever.
It won't boil over?
No.
Wow.
You see, what happens with an automatic transmission when it slips, the transmission clutches get thinner, they wear out, the seals start to leak pressure, and it can't hold pressure. So when you go to a heavier weight oil, then the transmission fluid, because transmission fluid is about a 5 weight. So when you thicken it, it seals it and helps the clutch grab again, and the car will go.
Wow, 5 weight, that's a big difference. I didn't know that. Because I know it's very thin when you pour the ECF fluid. Wow, okay. So it's good for life. That's not a problem. Okay. One other question regarding now, a lot of people say not to flush when you're changing oil. I have a buddy that's going from wants to change from mineral oil from a Castrol GTX 5W30 to AMSOIL 5W30, so it's more synthetic. Would you recommend that I put in AMSOIL for about 1,000 kilometers and then drain it and then put it for the 25,000, or simply drain as much as you can from the old and put in the new, and it's good to go.
That's it. You put the new one in and good to go.
You would never do a flush?
Like no.
Early? No, not at all?
No. Save you money.
So there's no... you wouldn't do it, right?
No.
Okay. So it's wasting money, but kind of... it's not worth it, right?
You not know? Worth it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and gas also dropped here, huh?
Yeah.
It actually dropped down to 130 per liter.
Oh.
So okay. Now it's been dropping. I guess they're trying to get people more hooked, right? So it's about 492 right now.
It'll come back.
Oh, yeah, it'll go back up. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's no, going to come back.
Okay. At least we have it for the long weekend, you know?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot for the help. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. That was Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. I'd like to try a trivia.
Okay.
Is it the Beach Boys?
What's that?
The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
What's that? Is that right?
Hello?
Wanda?
Call us back and try again.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so, anyway. This is another announcement for the Nifty's 50s Oldies Bash. For this year, it'll be Friday, October 14th, 2011, at the Pacific Beach Hotel's Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. And if you're planning to attend, give Wendell Kwan a call at 239-5360 239-5360 or go to niftyoldiesbash.net. Okay, register early because it's selling out. And from what I hear from Wendell, last year this time they only had about like 20. Now it's about 200 or more. I don't know. They're coming in like crazy, and you can reserve your own table if you want for your whole group. We're going to do that. All the racers are going to be on one table. Earl Char, Madman Sato, Bob Sato. Yeah. So, register early, folks.
You guys are not sitting by your alumni, you know, your schools?
No. No way.
Okay.
This is not a school reunion. It's a massive reunion of all the schools. So, and if you go there and there's no parking, then just drive over to the Waikiki Banyan Hotel. They have validated parking there. It's right around the corner, just off of Kohio. Okay? I think they're going to have little signs that will direct you there. So the sign will be about inch or two. So look out for the sign. Okay? Who's on the line?
We have Jack from IEA.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Are they not going to send out notices when people's car registration is due anymore?
No.
Well, how many are you supposed to know if you don't?
You don't. So who's going to register the car?
Wait, you mean they're not going to send that form out so you know how much to pay?
See, what happens when you come in late? That's the news. They're not going to remind you.
Well, before they used to send a reminder.
Not anymore. They want to save money, okay? And they're thinking that by not reminding the people, if they will save money. That's a no-brainer. Who's going to remember it's time to register the car?
Well, some people will remember, but how do they know how much to pay?
You don't. You have to go down there and pay. That's not good.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Yes, who's next?
We have Mike from Honolulu.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, on that trivia question, they have it in categories. Is what you said the number one singer, and then they also have the album or something. So, say the question again. Number one singer, is that what your question is?
I'm saying that there was a program on the Salem Media Station that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. So who did they say was number one?
All time for just the year or for all? For?
Just all time.
All time. Guess I can't say. It wasn't George Nita and it wasn't me.
Yeah. Maybe Elvis?
I was thinking Justin Bieber, but I guess if you're saying all time, I would say... I don't know.
Guess anybody.
I guess... I don't know whether I'd say... Michael Jackson?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we have Alan from Mililani.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, guys. How many guesses do I get?
One.
Oh, okay, how about this? I never heard of her. Jackie Velasquez? Velasquez?
Call us back and try it.
Oh, come on, one more. Thanks.
Okay. Who's next?
Next, we have Tom from YPO.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. First, I want to guess on the trivia. Guess the Beatles.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Beatles are number three.
Okay. I want to clear up some confusion about that registration thing.
Okay.
Okay. They are going to send you, I guess it's a reminder. It's a bill, but it's not like, see, what they're trying to do is, before, they used to send you the card with the breakdown of all your state, county, fees,
mm-hmm.
and then you send that card back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they send you a little envelope.
Yeah.
So they're not sending that anymore. They're not sending you the card, because why should they send you the card and you send it back? And they're not sending you an envelope. So, but they're sending you the bill. They're sending you, because my wife just got the latest one.
Okay.
So they're sending you a bill, and it just gives you the total amount. And what it is they're saving on that card, and they're saving on the envelope. So you can either go online and renew, or you can go to the Satellite City Hall and bring that thing, because now the Satellite City Hall is equipped with the latest technology as... because now they can print the card at the Satellite City Hall.
Hmm.
And they also can print the little decal, because now the little decals have, instead of having like a generic number, they would have like, you know, the month in big letters, and they have a little generic number underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have the license plate of your car there. That is the number.
Hmm.
So they have the month, like say May,
mm-hmm.
and under that they'll have your license plate number, mm-hmm. like whatever, like, you know, AAA-111. So whatever, and they can print it. So now they have the technology at the Satellite City Hall, so they can print it there, so they don't have to give you a generic sticker like before.
Mm.
So they just send you out that little, I guess you call it a reminder, it's a bill, and then you can either renew it online. And then,
then it's not too bad.
And then, or you do that, or you go to the Satellite City Hall, and they'll print it out up there. Then that way they're saving they're trying to save the money on sending out that envelope, and also the card.
Okay, it's not
because,
too bad.
You know, you take the card and you go to the Satellite City Hall or whatever, and you don't get back that same card. So that card is being printed for nothing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll help save the city some money. This is, you know, the postage for sending out the it's like a kit before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's half the amount of sending out the bills.
Mm.
And this way you just go down. So you don't know what the breakdown is until you renew.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it's high. It went up. I mean, my truck went from 215 to 280.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
So it's just going up and up. And I like your idea. Maybe you should register it on the neighbor island.
Yeah.
and then just, you know.
Drive it over here.
Drive it over here, yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have the super ferry.
Mm-hmm. Then you could go over and just register and come back.
Okay.
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 Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Jimmy from Kaneohe.
Hi, Jimmy.
Oh, I have a 1990 Buick V6, and I have 115,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil pressure gauge recently goes down to low, real low.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes up to halfway again. And somebody mentioned that that may be the sending unit.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Oh, so I went and I bought one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And how you put that thing in? I still got thread one side and electric wire the other side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to first of all find it and then get a special wrench. They make a special wrench, a socket for that, and take it off. It unscrews just like a bolt.
Oh, and they get the wire, some wire
yeah.
in it.
So you got to unplug it first of all. And then unscrew it.
Yes.
And plug it back in.
Oh, so the oil just goes in that puka and then
yep.
register pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Yep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Is it break time?
We'll be right back with George Nita, so don't go away.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Okay, you're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Harry from Kaimuki side.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, I just wanted to know when the next forum is.
The next forum should be coming up the latter part of June.
Latter part of June. Well,
yeah.
The reason why, I got a bunch of guys arguing. I said, well, come ask George your questions. He'll give you an answer.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm going to get them all down there.
Okay. You'll hear it on the radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. So anyway, here's the latest on the gas quality in Honolulu and Hawaii. Tesoro is your number one, where the 92 is coming in at 89, between 89 and 88. Also having 7% ethanol, not 10. Aloha is number two, where the 92 is actually 86, with octane ethanol coming in at 7%. Same as Tesoro. How come they all got the same percent of ethanol? And Shell is number three, where the 92 is actually 84. What's wrong with this? And again, ethanol is 7%. 76 Union, 92 is coming in at 82.7% ethanol. And that's the latest for this week on the octane in Hawaii. Octane makes gas mileage. So naturally, they don't want to give you octane. They want to sell you more gas. So you're all happy with the gas prices coming down, right? Well, guess what? So is the octane level coming down. So the oil company pays less to refine the gasoline because they put less ingredients in. And they charge you less, but you're going to get less gas mileage. You go check it out. Try doing the math, folks. Put in the Tercero 92 and check your gas mileage. The difference in the price is 20 cents.
So all the brands have 7% ethanol now?
Yeah, how is that? How is that possible that all the oil companies have the exact same ethanol? Huh? How come some is not 6, some is not 5, some is not 10? By the way, nobody has ever made 10.
Nobody. So just the octane level is different for each brand.
Yeah, the octane goes up and down. Last week, Shell was number one. Today, Shell's number three. And this is courtesy of Wendell and Charlene Kwan. They brought in all the gasoline samples, and we did the test this morning. So there you go. You don't have to go guess. You know right offhand what is the best. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway.
So then he'll do his closing statements.
Okay, so flush your cooling system every 2 years. And don't forget to flush the brakes every 2 years. And I recommend using a DOT 4, not DOT 3. The manufacturers recommend DOT 3. DOT 4 is a higher temperature rating, lasts longer, safer for you. Okay? Recommend that to whoever's doing your brake flush to use DOT 4. Okay? I remember Dean coming in one day, long time ago, with DOT 3. That's why we call him DOT 3 Dean. He thought that that was the right DOT rating that he's supposed to be using. It's like Rolling Bob way back. Bob came with the motor oil thinking that's the motor oil we recommended just because of the color of the bottle. Wrong already. Okay, girl, who's on the line?
Okay, we have Jean from Kanuki.
Hi, Jean.
Hi there. This is about the trivia. I think it was Frank Sinatra.
You think it was Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, shoot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Kathy from Aina Haina.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm just asking, how does Costco gas compare?
Not even on the chart, my dear.
What?
Not even on the list.
It's not on the list.
It's way, way down.
Oh.
Kathy, lower your radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. Hi, George. I'd like to answer the trivia.
Okay.
Is it rain?
Rain?
Yeah.
Call us back and try again.
It's not raining now.
No. It's like from the Philippines, rain.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Oh, boy. I guess this is a hard trivia, and no one's guessed it, and Billy is smiling away, so is Wanda, because they don't have to give away prizes. Wow. Yeah, Billy has good prizes. You should try the Degreaser 2000, folks. Excellent. Not only that, but the disinfectant spray that they have is awesome. Good stuff. Keep your family healthy. Okay? But anyway, if you got a new car, you know, just got a new car, I recommend highly to install the electronic rust proofing device that Harvey Maeda sells. I've tested it and it's excellent. We also sell it at Nita's Auto Repair. Harvey's number in Kauai is 245-6523. And our number is 847-5554. Okay? So, put it on and protect your car from rust. Lots of you have lots of rust on your new cars. Okay, let's go to more calls.
We have Leslie from Mililani.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Hi.
The answer to your quiz is ABBA.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
John, I just wanted to ask you, you know, you mentioned about draining the, flushing the brake fluid.
Right.
Yeah, I have a 97 Ford Escort. What's the average cost for that?
A little over $100.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you still have that ethanol?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Yes, we still have ethanol. Wonder what happened to Wendell. He never called in. He told me he's going to call in. I guess he got cold feet. You know? Anyway, just a reminder, register early, folks. And you racers out there that used to race back in the 60s and the 50s, come join us on our table. We're going to have a ball. Earl Char is going to be there. Damien Farias from Maui Toyota.
Well, how many people can fit on a table?
About 10. So we can join the tables together, and we can get two tables and have a blast. So register early, folks. That's the niftiesoldiesbash.net. niftiesoldiesbash.net. Go on that and register early. Okay? Or call Wendell Kwan at 239-5360. Who's on the line?
We have Ike from Mililani.
Hi, Ike.
Hey, how's it, George? Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley. Oh, nope. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as I was saying, any of you racers out there, and I think we're going to have enough tables for us racers. So, anybody was racing back then, would like to have you join us at the Nifty's Oldies Bash at the Pacific Beach Hotel. Okay? October 14th.
Want to do one last trivia?
Okay.
Okay, we have Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, George. Take a crack at that quiz.
Okay.
Bing Crosby.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, making it a wonderful show. And all of you, remember, this is Hawaii, a special place in this world. There's only one. And once you destroy it, it'll never be again. Please help us and keep Hawaii green and without all these windmills and stuff. Take care of each other, drive carefully, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.